Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Chris, Godez, and Wes, it's the After Hours Podcast. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you cry, they'll make you wonder why they said that. We got a big guy, new guy, mom, and a pigeon guy, morning show on KS95. Sit back and relax, cause it's time for the After Hours Podcast.
Still my favorite one.
Yeah, this is easily the best one.
We got to work on Wes with things ending. I don't know what it is. Every time we play anything, he's like, that's my favorite. Crap.
Shoot. I always think there's going to be a little trail off, and there's always one more little thing
you
in there.
You just stepped on my husband.
I love your husband. I've never met him yet, but I already love him.
You're going to hate him. He's a douche. A
lot more respectful than what you're doing.
On opposite day. Thank you. It's my patented joke. My opposite
day. Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Patented joke. Okay.
I love your husband. I don't love you because you try to kick me in the face.
No, I didn't try to kick you in the face. Yeah. I kicked you in the face.
Booyah.
Because you taunted
me.
You taunted me. You said, no, you're short. Your legs are... I do have short legs, too. I do get it. And you said there's no way I could kick you. How tall are you?
6'3".
And
you're 4'11".
I am 5'3 and three quarters. So, yeah, I kicked you. And if you'd like to see the evidence, where can they find it?
I'm going to put it on the Instagram. The Instagram. Not the Instagram. My Instagram. Okay. Wes_McCain. And on the Book of Faces.
Oh, gosh.
And then I'm sure our great promotions department will share it to the KS95 and the KS95 morning show pages as well.
Of course. Maybe send it to me and I'll put it on my page too at DesKS95. But, I mean, you are still, like, not admitting the fact that I did it.
Yeah, Des.
Right? You guys were there.
I saw it happen.
I saw it.
I'm waiting for him to admit that you got kicked right way higher than I thought you could have kicked.
Yeah.
Well, because she said it to me. It was like day one. I want to kick you in the head.
No, you said something. I was kidding. And I meant sitting down. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think I could kick you in the head standing up. I thought it was just sitting down.
Did you pull a hammy?
Oh, God. I pulled more than a hammy.
That's what's impressive. I think she could kick even higher. She didn't stretch. Why a small little toot came out after as she kicked. But
those are called the senior toots. We don't talk about them.
Oh, my God.
She was like, I did it.
No, I'm not going to lie. I had to go potty right before it just in case I didn't want any.
Squirt.
Yeah, a little tinks.
Oh, God. A little kick and tink. Shoot out? Like, what is wrong with you?
I've had two babies.
Yeah.
Through the baby hole.
Oh.
Through the butthole.
Wait a second.
No.
Wait, you had butt babies?
Is that a thing?
I don't think you can
guys,
do that.
I'm not a chicken.
That.
Do they come out of the butt?
Well, they call chickens? Them butt nuggets.
I think we do need to get off the theme of just talking about that. Butt all the time.
Yeah. It always comes back to the butt.
It does.
Bobby, I need you. Fire, though, today, because he's just over here. He's like, patent pending?
What? Pick up a dozen butt nuggets. I love that. I've never heard that. I'm using that.
Are you okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Never. No.
Your days have been starting off a little rough lately, and then you come in by podcast time, you're on fire.
Well, I'm just like loony and out of it. Today has been a day.
Yesterday you came in, you had ripped your sweater, you had dropped pins all over your house. So I can't remember, there was like a multiple... It's something else had happened. And then today you came in like 25 minutes late and looked like you were just angry.
Yeah, well, dude, I, first of all, almost spilt the pins again, the clothespins. I was looking for a dry erase... Dry erase board eraser.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I
swear, used it a lot today, by the way.
Did you?
Thank you for bringing
Never.
That in.
We didn't.
I was going to say, I was thinking
Well, you
that.
Brought us a freaking chalkboard from school. I don't know how to like write it down and hold it up.
How much smaller can they get?
There's one that's like the size of half of this screen.
It's like a notebook. They make ones that are like notebook size.
No,
sorry, I tried to help.
It was very sweet.
We appreciate it. I just can't hold up a freaking road sign.
I'm done, bye.
Oh.
It's not, it's like a foot and a half by a foot and a half.
What?
I'm looking at it right now.
That thing is like a TV monitor size.
That looks like my computer. It's the same size as my computer.
I'll be
screen.
Back.
Oh, he's going to show us a visual.
He's going to get a ruler. Let's get back to butt stuff.
Wait a minute.
I mean, this is just boring.
Is he really leaving the podcast to go get a ruler?
He is.
And he's mumbling all the way down the hall.
Oh, he gets very... God damn it, you guys. I hate this place. Always making me new work.
Yeah.
I was doing a ruler. I have a ruler. I measured my wiener one time.
Oh, jeez.
He actually did. He actually did. He did the measurement tool on the iPhone and it, where it shows like 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch, and it says the number on there. And he goes, I'll show you my wiener. I swear I took a photo. And it was blurred out. And all it said was the inch total on there.
I don't want to have the competition on the show because I'm not winning for sure.
No, you aren't. I already know his.
Does every dude at like measure there?
Uh-huh. Well, you know why? Because everybody throws numbers out there like, oh, size doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter. And then they're like, well, I mean, it doesn't matter as long as it's not below six. And then, you know what I mean?
And like, you're like, oh, no, I thought you were going to say below three.
I said to push twice as hard.
If I knew her twice, it makes it six, right?
I mean, she can, I'd bring this up once in a blue moon. She can make fun of me, this body, and my small wiener all she wants. She married into my family.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. All I have seen are these, we have to find the picture of you back in the day, the shortest shorts, and there are things sticking out of that. That
I've told you what that is. It is just testicle.
I know!
It's just my balls.
You're like a Caesar's Palace statue. Have you ever seen those at Caesar's?
It's like the Statue of David.
Yeah, but David's got giant balls. Did you measure it yet?
Yeah, I have it right here. Remember when you said it wasn't a foot and a half? You're right. It's not even 15 inches by 15 inches.
So you're wrong, so dummy.
No, you said it's way bigger than that.
Oh, my God.
It's 15 by 15. Shout out to Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
Lady. She has this.
What's
and then
the triangular dimension?
She has a...
It's the square root of that board.
You know what? Here's the moral to the story is thank you for bringing it in. And we're going to use it tomorrow.
I'm going to use it tomorrow. Ready?
It's large.
Why is it so bad? I feel like that's good.
It looked bigger this morning.
It did because, you know, that's what she said.
Oh. I don't know. What do you... Okay.
Here, will you put it back over there?
I'm
appreciative of you bringing that in.
I won't try to help anymore.
Oh, okay.
I won't.
Look at it. Do you see this pouting?
Crisco ruins it.
How did I ruin it?
You ruin it all.
You both made fun of it. No, Devin. Come on. Do you want to spank me?
No.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
That was a pop on one.
Do you get this back? Do you want me to kick Crisco in the head too?
Okay. I will literally Charlie Brown punch you down the field.
Actually, speaking of kicks, Crisco was just joking and he was going to try to pretend to kick me in the face. And I was standing up on a stair. I don't know. I thought it was going to like barely get off the ground. It came right to my head.
It was pretty impressive. So what are you? You're
3¾.
So that was, I mean, another couple inches or so. Mm-hmm. It was like, I got almost five and a half feet up in the air.
I was impressed. And I'm thinking, I think your kick is probably higher than mine. And I'm probably, 5 inches taller than you?
No, I think everybody can kick a little further than they think they can. Go ahead and do it right now on the podcast.
My kick is not high. It's like.
That's pretty high.
You're like 1,000 feet
tall.
It's
not even. To my own head.
No, you're right. But it's almost to your shoulders. That's pretty good. Because I always think of like tall people, like that maybe not being that flexible. You know what I mean? Just because I had a friend growing up who she was always like, that's not fair. You're little. You're more flexible. I'm like, but I think you could be too.
How high is your kick, Devin?
Oh, I bet it's very high.
No, I don't think I can kick that high either. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, we probably could. We'll get this one out of the way, but then we should probably stop kicking on a visual.
I can try. Should I try?
Yeah, go do it.
Well, I mean, it's our reaction. Let's see. Okay, come on, little buddy. Don't hurt yourself.
Don't touch the door with your leg.
No, it's just glass.
High up.
Just kick.
High up.
No, no, no. No, dude. No, don't. No.
Kick through the door.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Why are you trying to kick the door?
You're just kicking up. Oh my God.
That wasn't soft. That was pretty loud.
Buddy, stop.
Did you hurt yourself?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Why are you so.
Because I'll tell you later. It's not even you guys.
Okay.
Oh, okay, got it. Somebody gave you crap out in the hallway?
No.
Was it Hush?
No. Okay. I'll tell you later. You'll get it.
This guy, I feel like this went emo
I'm angry.
On this podcast.
No,
I feel like I need to have a chat with you about
you
not letting things get to you.
No, you'll understand this one specifically because you can relate to this one.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, buddy. No, it's okay.
Oh, boy.
We have some
audio to play, Wes.
We do.
Let's do that. This got awkward.
The history of the high five. Explain this a little bit, Chris. Go.
So I didn't mean to make this awkward. I apologize. I'm fine now. I'm back.
Okay. Yay. Welcome back, bud. Okay, Chris, go tell us about the high five. Hurry up before he talks again.
I can't. I just want a whole podcast to pitch. I just love the ebbs and flows of your personality.
There's high highs and low lows.
We went as
high
as...
You need a high five.
We went as high as your kick. That's a good segue. Look at that. Right. That's very impressive. So this got brought up because there's a legendary baseball player, Dusty Baker.
Manager forever for what, five teams?
Just won the World Series with the Astros a year or two ago. Was it last year? Just last year?
Didn't they win a couple years in a row? 2 years ago.
So they won a couple World Series titles. He's won multiple, I think, in his playing careers. I believe he played for the Cincinnati Reds, didn't he, back in the day?
He was a manager for the Reds, I know.
I know that. So he's had all the connections. Well, he tries to play it off cool, but apparently Dusty Baker and one of his teammates were the reason the high five was ever invented. They tell you right here.
No, I didn't invent the high five. All I did was respond to Glenn.
And on the on-deck circle was Glenn Burke, the excited rookie. Glenn put his arm high in the air, and Dusty wasn't sure what to do, so he slapped it.
You can go anywhere around the world, and people know what that is. Everyone wants that moment, and the high five made it accessible to everybody. When you look at how it's changed the world, and it's a universal symbol for all of us to share.
Sometimes you don't know why you do some of the things you do, especially when you're extremely happy. You just respond to each other.
I don't believe this.
I feel like it had to have started before then.
Right.
Like, you'd think so, but they said, and so I was wrong. He might have played for the Reds at one point, but it was with the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. He played in 1977, 47 years ago, if you can believe that. Well, you can, Des. You're 47.
Born in 76.
You can believe that, too.
78 in the house.
This is awkward. Sorry. that happened, and they did an entire ESPN 30 for 30 on it, and today just happens to be High Five Day.
Not only that, you guys laugh at me for watching Family Guy and American Dad every day. They did a whole American Dad episode on it about Dusty Baker inventing the high five. Yeah.
And I love that Dusty Baker's like, no, I didn't, guys. I didn't. It's just an excited moment.
I'm sorry. When you look it up, when did the high five start? It goes right to 1977, right to Dusty Baker. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100. Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Google doesn't lie.
Here's the thing, like, it's something that people may have been doing for centuries before, and they just took advantage of it and said, we are the ones that invented it. So I've always been in that school of thought that let's just steal something and say we were the ones that came up with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see this? This is my favorite part of the podcast. Your mom is a gentle lover.
He'll Pidge. High-five you no matter what?
Anything. I'd be like, I was just with your mom last night, Pidge. There it is.
Why do you do that, Pidge?
I don't know, just to support my buddy.
Sam and I will be married one day.
That was a legit high-five taker. Just kidding. I love, love
this
that.
Is so,
just a joke, obviously.
It's simply...
Sammy.
Weird that you are so into Sammy and so into, well, I mean, okay. Wes's alleged wife.
Yeah, that one I'm not really. I'm losing a little bit of it every single day.
The picture he found online of somebody who looks like a
that
hot
he's
wife.
Catfishing yeah. us with over and over again and his hot wife that doesn't exist. Because then look at all of a sudden Pidge and I were going to go join him to play bingo. And he's like, I got to sleep.
Yep.
I got to go to bed early. Happy hour at my hotel.
How terrible would you guys feel if I was actually lying about that I didn't have a wife and I was just that sad with my life?
Well, I wouldn't feel terrible at all.
Neither, I'd feel great because you were way sadder than I am.
Yeah, that would be truly sad.
Right? If somebody was actually lying to that degree that, you know, like.
Is this your way of saying that you were lying?
No, she's real. Clean.
She's real. Prove it.
She's real. She doesn't like to come out of the house, but now she's at our hotel, so she doesn't really like to come out of the hotel either.
Well, you don't have to leave.
Like holding her captive or something like that.
No, I always tell her she has agoraphobia. Mm. That's the one where people don't leave their house.
Oh, that would be horrible.
I've wanted to do that for a one call. We've never done it, but I would love to talk
to
somebody.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Write it down instead of
Do you know somebody with agoraphobia?
Yeah.
I don't.
But I know, well, obviously.
Maybe your wife could call to prove she's real.
That's true. But it would be fascinating to hear how somebody lives that like is legitimately afraid to go outside and why they're afraid. Some people, whatever. But it's fascinating, I think.
Didn't we ask that? I swear to God we asked that.
No, I don't think so. Not since.
It's not our first one we would repeat. So yeah, we're fine. One call is coming to an end very soon.
Hopefully.
Most likely. Yeah. But what's this look at me like he was so heartbroken?
Why?
We're,
I
we're
like
gonna,
it.
We're going to probably move on from. We've done, I mean, almost 900.
The reason why he's, because then he's like, oh, did I ruin that too?
Oh, yes, you did.
Wes.
I've enhanced.
This is something we were, it's the proper time to tell him. You've been fired from the one call.
Oh, man.
So,
no, I can't do one call either.
No.
None of us can, because we're actually eventually going to, probably before the summer, move on from that. I think our goal is to get to 900 and then move on.
Send it to the farm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or it's
the same
live
farm where your dog. Yeah.
After.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. My dog.
Lumpy Biscuits.
Tubby.
Is definitely Tubby Lumpkins.
Tubby, we called my dad. He told.
I just saw Tubby the other time.
No, he's not alive anymore. I was like in eighth grade or ninth grade.
Dad would always lie to you to make you feel better. Even now, why would you have a 30-year lie and then go, no, we actually did send him to the farm.
And was that like Charlotte? I had a pig named Charlotte at my cousin's farm in Hibbing.
Oh, no.
And we'd go visit Charlotte all the time. And then one time, Charlotte was no longer there and we had tons of ham, bacon, and other such pork products at our house.
Oh, no, you ate Charlotte.
And so the funniest part is my friend is convinced I didn't eat pork for like 40 years because it made me sick. And my friend was convinced it was the placebo effect. Like Charlotte actually did this to me.
She did.
I was so traumatized that we ate my pig growing up.
This is why we never named any of our family members in case they did get thrown in the freezer. Just pork butts or hams or bacon. I didn't want to be the one to be like, oh my God, Josh tastes so great. Oh, this is amazing.
Jesse tastes great with marmalade. Yeah,
never name a family member that is, you know, it's fine, probably.
I mean,
you ate Charlotte. And then what a cruel way to just, then you named it Charlotte.
Charlotte's Web was huge at the time, and my sister read the book and then named
it. But Charlotte
our pig.
Was the spider.
I know, but she wanted to name it Charlotte.
I think it's because, cute.
Yeah, the pig was Wilbur or something in the book. Yeah, but she named it Charlotte because it was a cuter name, and then Charlotte was just no more.
Is that
you
from
ate Charlotte?
Yeah, ate Charlotte.
Oh my God, this has been big.
We're having two. <I know. laughs>
This has been the weirdest day,
we
you guys.
Might
Let's
done.
Be done.
All right. We might want to be done.
Oh goodness gracious!
Go Des and Wes, the After Hours podcast. After Hours.
Oh boy, I know what I'm going to do, and that is get my plumbing checks because things have been a little backed up since my sister came over.
I've been wondering.
Yeah, and I know who to call, Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing, because you know, my house is always on point with temperature. I've had the air conditioning on since January, and I am so happy that I don't have to live in those days like 3-4 years ago before they came over, Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing, and fixed my home comfort system. It was like 82 degrees in my home in the summer, and that's not acceptable. They can help you out no matter what the time is.
Yes, they have saved me when things have gone wrong at other homes with my, you know, air conditioner or my furnace. But then I just finally got a brand new home comfort system. Happened at the end of the year. And I mean, it had a good run. It was there for almost 30 years and they had helped me maintain it. They knew it had to be just taken care of and get regular tune-ups, which they do. You can get one right now for $59. Then finally it was time for a new one. So if you just need a tune-up, you should do it every year. Go to callapollo.com. If it's time to replace, Apollo is the place. Like Crisco said, you know, they'll take care of your plumbing too.
Oh, they will. They can get anything.
Okay.
No, they can fix things.
Apollo.com.